I got a phone call from my house that there was some emergency. One of the a pipe, I don't want to say burst, but something like that. So we had a flood. So I ran home.
Okay? Is everything okay now?
And everything's okay. I just had to turn off the water. I had to find the
that's not a solution though.
Okay, from that only area. That wasn't in the whole house, just that one spot. You know, from the pipe that was running. So I, you know, but a mice, it made a big mess and it just, I got distracted. And then apparently I thought I did it, you know, which is typical. So I think Sandy called me this afternoon that I didn't do it. I really completely, I apologize. So anyway, okay. It just shows that I have too many things doing in my head. Okay.
We appreciate it for whatever Rebbe does. So
no, don't be there. But just okay. Anyway, I should have sent that. Sorry. So let us read this Bach. This Bach is a very, very interesting Bach. You know, I did not. Someone told me that there's a the year of the Unim that on it, but I did not look yet. I don't want to have Negiyas. So I want to.
Does Rebbe Medavka not look at the Bureau of Unim, so should be fresh, should like a new perspective?
Not just fresh. I want to, you know, yes.
I'm saying to look at it from a new perspective, not to be tainted by previous.
And very often. Anyway, but you know, if you want to be smart, Alex, you can look at it, and then you can start asking me the pshat, and I'll scream at you and make fun of you and say, "Hey, it's a ridiculous pshat. Who said such a crazy pshat?"
Maybe there's a mice, they say, some Rav was someone came to him and he asked him a kasha. So the Rav pulls out a sefer and he shows him in the sefer that there's the answer to the kasha. So he said to him, the guy looks in the front of the sefer and he sees that it's the person with the sefer is the Rav who showed him the pshat. So he said, "Why do you just tell me the answer? Why do you show me the pshat in the sefer?" He says, "Because if I show you the sefer, then you're going to feel a choshev that your question's in the sefer, and you're not going to argue on me. But if I gave you an answer, you're going to argue on me. So therefore, I show you this pshat in the sefer instead."
Rashiva used to tell a story about Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. The Rashiva's story gives me a lot of chizik because I can relate to it. That Rabbi Zalman Meltzer. And not have such an amazing memory, like many other Gedolim. I mean, I'm sure he had a pretty good memory, but it wasn't, you know, some Gedolim never forgot anything. So he said that someone came over to Rabbi Zalman Meltzer and told him over a piece of Torah on the Rambam. So Rabbi Zalman basically gave him a hard time and said, "It's not a good piece of Torah." Okay, the guy comes back a little bit later, day later, whatever it is, and he shows him that Rabbi Zalman himself and the Eben Ezra wrote the exact same thing on the Rambam. Apparently, Rabbi Zalman forgot that he wrote the same thing. That was a
problem. Isn't there a story with the smile, the shock, or something?
Finish the story.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Okay, I know you finished, but so he said, Rabbi Zalman told him like this. He said, "I'm writing a sefer on the Rambam. I got to answer, go through the Shvera Rambam. I can't ignore it. I'm writing on the Rambam. The Shvera Rambam. This was the best answer I could come up with. So I wrote it. What can I do? But this is what you come and tell me? This is your best piece of Torah?" It's, you know, one thing, you know, you're stuck. You got to say it, Bishop. You go to speak to a God that's not, you tell over this piece of Torah. But Mike is again, the parody of his Adam and did not remember that he said it himself.
Were Shashiva told over this story?
Mm-hmm. I used to hear from the Rashiva. Anyone else recall Rabbi Meltzer, Rabbi Nassim? You remember such a story?
No. But I do remember the Rosh Yeshiva saying often that, you know, what can I do? It's Parnassa.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. You have to say a svara, it's Parnassa. So it's a similar idea.
Shiva had a different story that also used to give me chizik, that he said that when Rabbi Baruch Be'er, they wanted to give Rabbi Baruch Be'er his first potential job. I don't know where it was. So he went for a prava, whatever. So he said a shir. And he said a pshat in the Rambam. And he said that the Rambam wrote what he wrote. That the nafka mina is if the for the Einanis's kids. You know, since the sugya about Einanis, he said it was a nafka mina that got me the kids. So someone asked him, but an Einanis can't have kids. So apparently he got so much into the lumdis that he forgot about the metzias, you know. An eidenis, it's a lumdis thing. What's an eidenis? So they slugged up the whole share because, you know, he said he made enough community for the eidenis kids, but he forgot the eidenis can't have kids.
This is Rav Baruch Ber?
Yeah, that's what she used to say. So Rav Baruch Ber said, Rav Baruch Ber, without meeting an eyelash, and said, no, you don't like that answer, I'll tell you a different answer. He said a different share. Because he had another answer in the back pocket. But he got schlugged up because he forgot that an eidenis can't have kids. Okay. Anyway, so we're all human. Okay, let's turn here a little bit. So we have this very interesting Bach. The question is, just to go over the Gemara. The Gemara says that there are two cases. There's a case of there are really three cases. There's Savach right away, so that's definitely works. That's, we're not dealing with that case. There's Shasak completely. So that, the Gemara says, is definitely a hold up. And then there's Shazak, Akar Kach Savach, which the Gemara has in a boy. Razera has in a boy. Now, the Gemara is not poshet the boy. The Rush in the Psakim in the back says that since it's not Nifshet, so it's in a boy, Dino Ifshita. So it's in a boy, Dino Ifshita. So we go, Misabek, we're not mostly from the Muksik. I think that's what the Rush said. Right, I'm going to check it, so I shouldn't be misquoting.
Why don't we go watch some Marikama? We saw him for sure holding.
There is no Marikama here. The Shai is on the towers. It wants the towers. There's no Marikama. The Shai is who picked it
we
up.
We saw him Vadi holding it. So who says his does it does to change his faker? What do you mean?
Yeah, let me see what the Rasha says.
We're trying to change it from the status.
Oh, Uboyin lo ifshita lei, v'kivin de lo ifshita lo mafkinin miyad atayke. That's how the Rosh says. So the Rosh says that it's an aboy de lo ifshita, and since it's an aboy de lo ifshita, so we leave it by the muksik. Okay. So now, let's read the Torah.
Would it have been different if nobody was holding on to it? If one person was holding on to it and he grabbed it from the other person, two guys go to Besdin, and one guy grabs away from one guy. I mean, not that they're both holding on to it. Is there any difference here?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt it. That's my
now. If one guy was originally holding
on to it. Rebbe saying the case of Shnayim Lechson here is Lav Davka.
No, because if
isn't
one
that the case of Tuck
for it's changed the meaning of what happened when one person is holding it.
But, okay. Isn't that Naschu Derbaba? I mean, okay. The guy grabbed it away.
Okay. I don't know. Maybe because there's no basis to his grabbing. Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's read the Rush, the Tour. Right, the Tour is the Rush's son. So we're reading Eisai. This is the Tour in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches. I know at the first sheet I sent you. If you have the sheet, I eventually got around to sending. So he says, Hoyu Shneyem Adukimba. Two people were holding it. We talked to Echon Echavero Befanegu. And one guy grabbed it in front of us, it's Savach. Lo Havas Kuso. So that's the Farish in the Gemara, that Savach helps. Shosak, Arehoidelo, Shushalo, Lo Havas Kuso. So that's the case. But the Gemara also says there's no Safik. Afido Shosak Chida. So the Torah's Lashon sounds like that he's passing that way, but it seems that the assumption of all the Mepharshim that I saw, that we're not assuming that the Torah is arguing with his father. His father said it's in a boy's low ifshita, and it's only misafik. So that's mistama, what the Torah means too. The Torah says that it's a hodah. Kivisham etchila, he means misafik, not mitam vadai. That's what I the assumption. Who says that? The Farish. Yeah, you see in the base Yosef on the side. Because of a rush, you see the other side in the base Yosef. four lines down. Because of a rush, being the little Ipshon of a team, and a tight case. Okay, plus a caramba, and paradise, and hope it's solid. Okay, so.
What's the Torah quoting? Who's the Torah quoting? Who's the Torah quoting when he says Adoni Arush? Not the same one as the Beis Yosef?
Well, I don't follow.
I'm in the Kuflam and Ches, right?
I mean, yeah.
And he says, V'hoya Omer Adoni Avi Arush, that one?
Right. And he's not good there yet, but okay, yeah.
Oh, that's, I'm sorry. I thought that was Rebbe quoting his father, the Rush.
The first part, he says, the line right before that, he says, Afila Shas of Tila, the Haka Gatsava Kadagelda.
Okay,
so that line, if you read it superficially, it would sound like he's paskening as a vadayoda. But pshat is that comes from the Rush, and the Rush says it's not as a vadayoda. It's a suffix oda. The misafik, we say it's oda. We said since he's muksik, right? That's what the Beis Yosef says.
I'm saying it's a tourist quoting the Rush the next line. No, that's
right,
not. That's not suffake. He says that's what he does.
But
then Kamei Eden Dami.
But apparently it's only a suffake if it's of das Baden. I think rather a boy do ifshita. So it's in a boy do ifshita. So the Rush says that since it's in a boy do ifshita, so we leave it by the muksik. So therefore the din is shasak akam savak is a hoda. Be suffered because we rely on the muksik paskin the shayla that's a hoda.
But that's what I was asking. How could the muksik say that this side? That's all I'm saying. The muksik say suffik, leave it where it is. How do we say that?
The muksik paskins that leave it where it is, and why? Because it's a hoda. That's the explanation. Since it's if it's a hoda, then you should leave it where it is. If it's not a hoda, you should take it away. So the muksik paskins leave it where it is. I mean, that's what the Rush says. The Rush says that inside. I'm just saying that Mistama, the tour, is not arguing with his father. And that's what the Beis Yosef says, that it comes from, he quotes the Rush. That's in a book, even though Ifshitan, I'm Afkina, Miyana Toke. No, I think even though the tour, Lashin, is not clear, the tour's Lashin just says, Havi Halda. So he's saying, Misafi gets Halda. Okay.
The Torah himself is he's saying Havei Kehoda, which he's changing from the Lashon that he said before. Before he says Harei Hoida. Yeah, in the case where it was a Yishasa completely. Now he says Harei Yiza Kehoda. So here's Michalik.
Harei Hoida Havei Kehoda. Hafira Shoyana Havei Kehoda. Okay. So that could be true. Harei Kehoda Lo. Harei Hoida Lo. Okay, I hear. Okay. That even if Adam now will come in and say that it is, Aiden would come in and say that it's it really was his. So it doesn't help because since we're paskening me suffix that it's all duh. So in the time that it's all duh, then Odah's bound and give me a hate him dummy. So Mimeda, it slugs up the Aiden.
It sounds very posh that this hodah is not a suffix hodah, it's a real hodah.
No. This is where everyone talks about. The question is, which case is it Rush talking on? Is it Rush? And as everyone agrees, the way I read the Torah, everyone I think agrees to. There are two cases in the Torah. There's the first case when the Shasak Mitzchila Batsai, that it's a vadai hold up.
That's what he's talking about.
Now the big tumult among all the Achrayim is when the Rosh said, "Afinam Yavi Edim, the Mahani, the Dos Baldigre Edim." Which case was the Rosh going on? Was the Rosh going on both cases, or was he only going on the case of Shasak Mitzchila Batzak?
How could you ever say it on a suffix? I don't understand. If it's a Vaday Hodah, then we could say Hodah's Baldigre Edim Dami.
If it's a subject of da, no, because if it's a subject of da, so on the side that it's a hoda, the hoda beats the adim. So it's we have a subject if the hoda beats the adim or not. So it's you leave it by the muksik.
Very so why can adim achriya? Why can adim come in?
But there's a subject that the adim lose. So there's a subject the adim lose. So it's a 50-50 suffix. Suffix is called Pashipshat. The pashtus is, the pashtus is that they're not like you guys. Before the Edom came, we had a suffix. Is it Hoda or not Hoda? Hamas Gavir Araya says that it's Paskins, it's Hoda. Now you bring Edom. Now Edom can't work on the side of the Hoda. So the Edom is Omaida but Omairi. And the reason why we left it by him is because we said it's all duh. And it's sad that it's all duh, so the Adam is irrelevant. So why in the world should Adam help? The problem is that the Adam are worthless.
Unless the Adam themselves can somehow be mevarer whether there was a Hodah or not.
How can the Adam be mevarer that there's no Hodah? The Adam don't know what the guy was thinking. And that's going to be maybe the tumult. But I agree with you. But Pashas and Sarah, the Rosh is going on the both cases. That's the Pashas.
How do we know it's better than Adam? I'm sorry, the last sugya. Maybe it's like Trey. Even though it's Mei Adam.
Then it's Kameya Adam.
I understand, but now that comes along the fact that it's on a suffix, on that side that it's a suffix, along with the Adam net.
Yeah.
What? Because right now we have this set of Adim saying that's Vaday his, right? Now he's coming along but we still, according to the Rosh, it's a Safek, right? Because Achakach, he was Tzavach. So now you have a Safek with the Adim that's Machriya, this Din, that's all.
Right, but the Safek, so you have a Safek, if there's Oda, so we go bust in a Muksik. That's what changed. Before the guy grabbed it, we had a suffix if there's a hoda. If we wouldn't have had a suffix, if without the suffix hoda, we would have given half to the other guy.
No, I agree with Reg.
The whole reason why we're giving him this half is because we're saying on the tzad there's a hoda. So now on the tzad there's a hoda, the adim is worthless. So the adim is lo pashas, is lo mayra of an omayra.
Right, but the adim could talk against this guy grabbing, right? The adim could say that this guy
can't talk against the subject hodah. On the side that there is a hodah, the subject is there not hodah? The mukhtik says, don't take it away from me, because assume there's a hodah. So if there's a hodah, so the adim are worthless.
Why so not? That, can't you say the adim are mevarer the subject?
How can the Adim be Mavara the suffix?
The guy kept quiet because he was expecting
presents. The Adim don't know why he kept quiet.
Well, why would he admit if he had Adim?
I don't know. Maybe there's such a story, but I screamed at all the guys in my shirt so I intimidated them. People are crazy. You can't have such a kasha. Why do you admit if there's Adim? He admitted.
There's two possible ways of interpreting what he did. So
I don't know. There's an umdina that a person wouldn't admit if he has Adam. I don't know. I never heard of such an umdina. People admit, they admit. People make mistakes. Made a mistake. He believes it. Maybe the Adam made the mistake.
Then why didn't Reb Zera make this boy? When he added in
the he hasn't a boy, but on the side that
why didn't he said mention Adam? If they come later.
You can't make a start making to you. This is the big tumult here in the Achrayim in the case. But the question is, you're saying as Svara that if they're Adam, there's an umnina that the guy wouldn't have admitted. So a lot of guys in my share said that Svara. And I did not like that svara because I don't know, you can't make up new umdinas. When they say that there's an umdina that a guy doesn't admit when there's eidim.
The whole thing here is only misafek, right?
We have a suffix if he admitted. But who said that it's any so less likely that he admitted if there's eidim?
Maybe this is more like a spec stecker. This is even if normally it would be interpreted as oda. In this case, maybe the Gemara never interpreted
it. Why? Who said it's less likely? I don't know. I mean, it's enough less. Who said it makes for a difference? You know, you have to have.
Maybe we're not sure whether the Gemara meant to include this case or not, right? So we have two speculations. First of all, what is?
Okay, I don't know. You can't make start making specs fakers. This much I know. You're a daya. We don't make specs fakers. It's not hafuchas. It's not, you know, there's all kind of clunny specs fakers. The rule is halacha lemaisa, we don't make specs fakers. Halacha, you know, maybe a chazal makes specs fakers, but the poskim say we never make specs fakers because too many clunny specs fakers. No one says they're a specs faker. I don't know. You know, the svara I hear is a guy that's saying a psychological svara that maybe a person wouldn't admit the eidim tell us it's really his, and if it's really his, so then why would a guy admit? So it's a simon they didn't admit, but I don't know who said
maybe also
people that admit even though it's not theirs. People make all those mouths and make all those mouths and nice and b'chol yom. People make all those mouths and against eidim. That's the whole din of all those mouths and give me eidim dami.
Maybe over here it's also
a guy made Aldov. It's not Mistar, but a guy who make Aldov bounding against Aiden. Why not? It sounds like a made up Svara.
Maybe so, that Svara is also different if the Aiden are present or the Aiden come, like the Rush, the Lushan is the Aiden came afterwards. It could be that that's more, I'm just saying, against the guys. In other words, the Aiden came afterwards, so he should be Tzavach because the Aiden are not here in front of him. More as a.
Okay, I hear it too. Okay, let's go further. So we don't know. That's going to be the million-dollar shaida. If you read the Rami Kaimis, that's the beer I grew on the side of the Gemara. And that's the beer I grew on the side of the Gemara. It's a giant machlokes here between, everyone gets into this machlokes. The Bach has his opinion. The Taz, right? The Taz we know is the Bach's son-in-law. Obviously, they never agree with each other, as we know. Anyone in your idea? So the Taz, the Shach, and the Bir Agra, and the Ramah, everyone has an opinion here. I don't know, there's I think three different opinions. I'm not sure, I don't remember how many different opinions there were. But there's a lot of people talk here. So we'll have to read the Bach, the Taz, the Shach, and the Gra. Those are the opinions that we want to read. If we don't know if we'll get to them all. But the question, they're all on the same point. Here, which case was the Ramah going on? Now they have rayas from the Gemara, but that's another problem that there's raya from the Gemara. So those people that learned that one way, there's a kasha from the Gemara, right? What's the raya from the Gemara? Anyone know? What's a raya from the Gemara?
Because the Gemara says the shail is only when achach tzavach within the tussle. Mashma, if he was shosik all the way through, it would be a complete hodah.
Yeah, but how do we? But okay, but that doesn't prove. At the end of the day, once we have it, we pass in misafek. That's hodah. So maybe even Aiden went out.
I think we said yesterday.
Because the Braisa says, they bring a Braisa. The Braisa said, "Beferish, hamotzeh meivero ala
varai."
Right. And the Gemara wanted to make an ukimta that the Braisa is tani and a takva echad b'faneinu. Now the Gemara is trying to be poshet the aboy. So the Gemara meant, and if a Rashi says, talk for echad b'faneinu, and it was talk off the achakach tzavach. So it says, the Gemara is clearly reading the Braisa, that talk off echad b'faneinu, and shosak v'achakach tzavach, and Maisa were paskening that it's Alda. We're passing it's Alda. And still, if you bring Eidim, the Eidim help. Which means the Gemara is really a pliatsuma because we're paskening. The Gemara is even worse than the Shulchan Aruch. The Gemara is going on the side that we pasken it's Alda. Because they wanted to say, they wanted to prove from the Braisa, and obviously the Braisa didn't have a suffix. The Rush says, and at the end of the day, Rav Zera had a boy, so it's a boy, the Ifshita. But we don't assume the Braisa had a boy, the Ifshita. So the Gemara wants to learn Shat, that the Braisa held that it's Alda. And nonetheless, the Braisa says that Eidim help.
Rebbe's reading Yitzah means he took it takfa.
What?
Rebbe's reading the Braisa says Yitzah means takfa.
The Mara says, Echidami, Ine Klektani Chita, and a takfa echad the faneinu. And Rashi says, takfa echad the faneinu. And Rashi says, so the Gemara makes an okimta in the Braisa that the case is Takaf Efanenu, Shazav Akak Sabach, and the Gemara is saying it's a good Alda, and that's why he wins. But if he has Eidim, Amel Chavev Araya. So the Gemara is Kemat, the Feirish against this Rush.
How come my skin doesn't change anything? Doesn't change it?
I don't know. Why should it change? Because the Gemara, you still see from the Gemara that if we held that Tfisa, that it's Alda, still Eidim help. So you know, the Gemara just saying that there's no Raya from the Braisa.
What's the case that we're saying now? What's the not case? What's the case? I'm sorry. It said we don't say. It has to be Eldat's Takva. Not.
Not the lashon of the Braisa is mashma that stam. One guy walked in the chatzila holding the whole talis, and the other guy knows shayches. Yeah. So that thing Gemara says it's pshita. Of course, that he gets it because there's nothing to talk about.
Well, what? So what was the half minute?
We thought. No, therefore the Braisa. Yeah, the Braisa would have to teach it to us. So that's why the Gemara says that can't be pshita on the Braisa.
So the Gemara didn't have real half minute.
We have a Braisa. The Braisa says that if one person is holding it, he wins. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the case of the Braisa? It's superficial. You read the Braisa is talking about where one guy walked in and the other guy never had any shaykhs. But then he says, that's pshita.
What does Yaitzen mean?
Yaitzen means he's holding.
Holding? Oh, I think Yaitzen comes out. Yaitzal.
Yaitzen
means he's holding. Yaitzen says, Yaitzal
mitachas. That means he's holding. That's what it means.
Okay.
He took it out. It's beating his takva.
You know, he's saying not takva. That Rebbe saying it's not.
I mean, that's not the Yaitse just means that he's holding.
Not takva.
Yes, that was a havamina.
Not takva.
Havamina. The havamina was ilema kitani. So kitani means that Sami is holding it. Chasen a Yaitse mechupasa. I don't know. He's holding it. It's under his possession. Okay, anyway, but the Maisa, let's go back to our the tour. So the Rush superficially is Kenega de Gemara, which is going to be one of the big problems. So there's really two issues here, which everyone's going to be discussing. One is which case is the Rush going on? Is the Rush going on the case of Shasak, Mitchila Vatsaif? If you would say that, then you answer the stira from the Gemara, theoretically. Or is the Rush going even on the case of Shasak, Bacher Kaksavav?
Maybe it's going to the Gemara's answer, the Gemara's next step. Why would the Gemara?
Doesn't fall off of this Svara. We don't make a machloikis and we don't have to. The Gemara, you see from the Gemara, that the Gemara held that in a bunch of shot, the Gemara is only debating, is it Alda or not Alda? But on the Shaida that Luya Turitz Alda, does Eidim help? We're not going to make a Machlokes Pashtas. Okay, anyway, let's keep on reading the Torah. Okay, can we keep on reading the Torah? So the Torah says, V'ya'omir Avi Adoni Arash. The Bach said, this is not in print, this is a verbal Omer Avi Adoni Arash. Shafilim Yavi Eidim Akagat Shushalo, Because of a Rambam. Okay, we don't really need this, but let's read it anyway because it's interesting. Okay, why is this? Why is this true? The Gemara says that if you protest right away, so the tkifa is not a good hodah. So what's on the Rambam? In other words, the Rambam is saying that the reason why the first person won is not because we assume it's a hodah, because we have a suffix. So now that you're grabbing, so the grabbing, give me push it, and now we don't, so we leave it by the muktzik, right? Or we leave it to where it was.
Last line in Zion.
So why is it yachloku then?
Because I know you have to know the Rambam holds that tvisa akasha savek, what it does. It just, shimchazer akasha tami yadza, tzayka vishizavik, mitzchiva
tzayk, yachloku. Our Gemara says, right. Our Gemara says that,
okay.
My Hebrew method, right?
Yeah, that's in the first kifa. Because right. The first kifa is working well, only out, so it doesn't do anything. But the second kifa is already can do it. Since you're only winning out the fact that the first guy's holding, and the first guy also only got the hold through a grabbing. So the second guy's grabbing can undermine the first guy's tfisa. And now, so we have a subject of dust. We say, Achleiku. Okay, let's leave the Rambam. So let's do the Bach. So there's an at least in my print, I don't know if the arrow came out in the scan. I don't know. But there's a where the arrow is at the Bach. Okay. Umashikaza. So we have to read this Bach carefully. There's a few very interesting things in this Bach. Many, many interesting questions. It's not in the Russian Piskot. Maybe it's a verbal rush. Because he says, it means it's like it's a verbal rush. Okay. The rush only said this in the case of Shazak Mitzvah outside. Why? Why is it true there? The Kivin, the Hodah Gemurahi, Hodah is bound in Gemeya Eidim Dami. Now, right away, this Lashon is funny. What should he have said instead of the word Hodah Gemurah? Because the Rosh is right. It should have said, it's not a question of Hodah Gemura. The other case is a suffix. Also, on the side that it's Hodah, it's also Hodah Gemura. In other words, on the side that Shasak Barakak Tzavach is a Hodah, it's also Hodah Gemura. It's just that this is a Vada Hodah, and this is a suffix Hodah, right? It's a Hodah Gemura, very, very, I mean, I don't know if I want to, you know, I don't know if we want to do anything with this diyuk, but it's in the simple, you know, you could say it just lived after, but in the simple diyuk of the Lashon, he's changing the whole part. Pashup Shan the Gemara is Shazak Barakah Kak Savak is a Savak Oda. And he sounds like he's saying, it's not that it's a Savak Oda, it's a Vadai Weak Oda.
Right.
Right, which is very not the pashtus. So, but I don't know. So let's wait to see. So let's leave that as point number one of the.
No, that's why Adim will beat it, but no one will beat it by the Hodah.
Okay, but where? Why is it not a Hodah? Whoever heard of such a thing? I don't know. But let's keep on reading. And the Shah did not say, what does that mean? Not a Hodah Gemura. Either it is Hodah or not a Hodah. I never heard of a non Hodah Gemura. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that is either. So then it's not Hodah at all. Kimin Dah, this is Hodah Gemura.
The tzavach creates a suffix. Now you don't have any suffix in the Hadar.
So he should say, this is a Vadai Hadar, and the other case is a suffix Hadar. But the contrast, he's contrasting the wrong thing. He's saying this is a Hadar Gemura. The other case is also a suffix Hadar Gemura. He's trying to contrast Shasak Mitzchila V'Atzayif to Shasak V'Akak Tzavach. He's saying Shasak Mitzchila V'Atzayif Eidim don't help because it's Hadar Gemura. But Shasak V'Akak Tzavach Eidim do help. Now, why? Because over there, it's not Hadar Gemura. No, that's not the part. It's a suffix Hadar Gemura. Could be Hadar Gemura. The part because it's a suffix. So he should have written that the difference is that Kivin the Vadai Hoda versus Suffolk Hoda.
Yeah, how's that? Let me go further
because this is we're not. I want to get to the juice here. The Kivin Hoda Gemuri. So Hoda is bowed in Gemaya Edim Dami. Why? The Bishtika Zu Shehu Hoda. Also called Edim Edim Shu Shalom. Kid the cause of Rabbeinu Yaina, I'm the common Simon Kupman Vav Sif Lamed Bay. Okay, so here is the problem. What's the problem?
Why is he looking?
Argamara enough, right?
Argamara tells us it all does.
If it's all duh, Argamara says it's all duh. Argamara doesn't say. It beats Adam.
The Gemara before did.
We don't know that a dust bowing Gemara.
Oh, I agree with you. In other words, the principle of dust bowing and Gemara Adam is like a million and a half times in shots. Right? In the last sugya, I don't remember what we did or we didn't do. That called Omer lo Davisik, Omer lo Parati, and it's better than Adam. I don't know if we did that sugya or not. I assume we did it. So, and there's everything we say all over the place. Hodas Baldin Kimeya Adem. That's what Hodas Baldin Kimeya Adem mean. The Gemara said before that Matapiv Shaino Bachosha Bazama. So the Ferish Gemara, and I've given one with days that Adem is Bachosha Bazama. Piv is Aino Bachosha Bazama. Why is Piv not Bachosha Bazama? Because Hodas Baldin beats Adem. So the Mefarish Gemara right here in Bamitzia, Gimel Mabez, but it's in a million other places in Shas. Oh, that's what the words. Hodas Baldin Kimeya Adim. Doesn't say Hodas Baldin Kitshnei Adim. So Hodas Baldin Kimeya Adim. But that's really the Mefarish Gemara. Mada Piv She Eino Bachosha Bazama. That was the Gemara. So everybody knows.
So maybe it's Kasha hit there.
Let me first say the question. You can get your. So everybody knows that Hodas Baldin beats Adim. Comes along the rather the Bach and says, if you made a Shtika Gemura, which is a full-fledged Hodas Gemura, so then we don't listen to Adim, right? Shtika Zu Adi Gadah, Paso Kola Adim, Shema Adim, Shem Shalok, and the Kasev Rabbi Yana. First of all, I don't know what the word. I have no idea what he needs. What's the corner of Bana Yaina? Second of all, what else is I don't know. What else is Shmir here?
Why does he say puzzle? He's not puzzling Adim.
Right. This word puzzle call Adim. I have two proofs. You have a stronger proof and a weaker proof. So the stronger proof beats the weaker proof. The stronger proof doesn't have to pass. You have a machlekes. I asked Rabbi Welcher and he passed into Shire. And then I asked Rav David Feinstein, that's how, and he passed his different. He doesn't pass over Rabbi Welcher. He says that I'm a bigger God, though you listen to me.
It's not a kasha of the Bach. He's borrowing that expression from Rabbeinu Yonah.
Well, that's a very, I suspect, personally, that's Chodem Mitaretzes Bechavretah. I don't know why Rabbeinu Yonah used that expression.
What's the case of Rabbeinu
Yonah? And I don't know why the Bach quotes it. The Bach doesn't quote everything Rabbeinu Yonah says.
Is Rabbeinu Yonah a real Hadas Baldin?
There's two questions here on the floor. One is, why in the world does the Bach need the Rabbeinu Yaida? Why could they just say, this seems to act just like this is the crux of the Shaida of the Sugya. Sometimes you get to a Shaida and, you know, sometimes this is like, sometimes you hit the crux of the Sugya right away the first day. I was in the Blad share, and in most times in the Blad share, we spent like a month till we got to the crux of the Sugya. There was one Sugya, I was in the Blad share in Bava Kama. I was so excited. The first day we got to the crux of the Sugya. Sure enough, the Rashiva came in the next day and said, we have to skip, leave it because we can't get into it because we first got to get our feet wet and get a feel of the Sugya. So we had to spend 2-3 weeks doing something else until we came back to the same point again. But anyway, that's what happened. But the Maisa, right, this is taking us right into the crux of the Sugya. What in the world does the Bach need the Rabbeinu Yaina?
Rebbe showed us.
Why does Rabbeinu Yaina and the Rush and the Bach need Paiso? Paiso Lechair is not even true. It's not true. Hodor's Baldin beats Aiden because Hodor's Baldin is a stronger pair. And I say that when I don't know, Halacha Lamaisa, if I make Hodor's Baldin against Aiden, then the Aiden are possible to Aiden. I don't know if that's even true. And if it is true, then why is that relevant? Why is that relevant? The possible to Aiden. Now, if you have Aiden against Migui, you don't say you passel the Migui. If you have Aiden against an Umdina, you didn't passel the Umdina. There's an Umdina, but my Raya is stronger than your Raya. So why does he have to say passel? Passel is a strange word. Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
No, Rebbe showed us last time in Rashi and Daf Gimel Amud Beis, and Rashi quotes with us, but then Kameh and Dami. Rebbe asked, why in the world does Rashi go to Tesefta? Doesn't he know he does Baldin Kamei Dami all over Shas?
Yeah, okay. Good question. Excellent question.
And then we looked up. It's actually that with Rebbe, that Rashi was sending us to Tesefta. And the Tesefta says that this whole halacha of does Baldin Kamei Dami is only when there's a taina and he's a back to Haidah. But if he makes a Haidah, then it's a Pesha Asa, Pesha hit, then he can take it back. So the Shiloh over here is, when he came along and he was Oidi, could he go and take it back by Tzavach? It's a whole halacha of Pesha Asa, Pesha hit, because there's no Taina here. Normally, there's a Taina and there's a Haidah. There's no Taina here. We don't even know if there's a Taina.
Okay, I don't know. You get into the Shiloh there. Obviously, the back holds, you cannot take back your Haidah. Right,
that's what he's bringing Rabbeinu Yaina to show.
I don't see in the words Rabbeinu Yaina that you can't take it back. I don't know.
Bringing Rabbeinu Yaina
to tell me that you can't take it back. First of all, I'm not sure. You know, I don't know. You have your Bekiyah and Tosefta. I don't know. It happens to be that the Taz here does talk about taking that, but I don't believe you're right, because if you can basically take back a Hodor's Baldin Me'edim, so then why it comes out that Hodor's Baldin is to say only when they're probably over here is a taina too. The guy says, this guy says Zemer Kudashi, Zemer Kudashi. That's a taina, and then the guy grabbed it. That is a taina. There was a taina. They were fighting over the towers.
But he answered back the Kudashi already.
Well, that's a taina.
So he
canceled
out his
taina. And then he made a hold up afterwards. So that's okay. I don't know. I the honest truth is there is a Taz here that does talk about Chazara. So I don't want to say you're not right, but I didn't see anybody else bringing in Chazara here. Because Pashas, in a normal Hodos Baldin, we don't say Chazara. And I don't think in the Rush's case, Rabbeinu Yaina's case, there will be any possibility of Chazara. The guy over there, there's also for sure it's Tainas. The guy was in court. It was Tainas, I think so. Okay, so let's
keep going. Is Rabbeinu Yaina's case where it was a mamash real Haidah, or like our Gemara where based on the situation, where it's considered a Haidah?
Rabbeinu Yaina, that's, I photocopied the Maramakom number 2,
oops,
which is Rabbeinu Yaina. That's where another being that I figured this is going to be the big tumult. Why does he bring Rabbeinu Yaina So we have to look up Rabbeinu Yonah. So that's the second Marim Makom. I just don't know if we should read it now. See, if the second sheet, it starts four lines down, the Kosei Rabbeinu Yonah. That's where he says it's Rabbeinu Yonah in Simon. He tells you where it is. Can't go Rabbeinu Yonah, Kuf Mem Vav Sif Lamed Beis. So there it's right there. That was it.
Because in our Gemara, it's not a real Hodah. It's not so partial.
Who said it's not a real Hodah? I don't know.
It's like a chazak.
The Bach said, just to quote his words, Kimin the Hodah Gemurahi. I don't think you're going to have a hard time convincing me that when he says Hodah Gemurahi, it's not a real Hodah.
It's like, let's say chazak and on the prayer terms manai, right? You can have agents that say that they pay Torah's money.
Okay, so.
So here also, it's like, it's we consider it like a Hodah.
But he doesn't say, he said a Hodah Gemurah.
Right, no, we consider it like that. But
Lamaise. They consider it.
100%, 100%.
Hodah Gemurah. Okay. Sorry. Hodah Gemurah sounds like it's Hodah Gemurah. So what he should have just said, since it's Hodah Gemurah, so we say Hodah is bowed in Gemeya Adem. End story. So he says it's Hodah Gemurah, and now that it's Hodah Gemurah, so then I got the Rabbeinu Yonah. What in the world do I need Rabbeinu Yonah? And what is it said? And he throws in the thing of psul. So what do I need psul? I don't know what the psul ate him. You know? Okay, let's just finish reading the Bach. But so tomorrow, B'li Nadar, we should read the Rabbeinu Yonah, the other Rabbeinu Yonah, and see if we can figure that out. But let's just keep on reading. Aval, so they say, so there's he said it. So therefore, in the case of Shafak, so then Adim don't help because of whatever Rabbeinu Yonah says. Avo Hecha the Shafak Bitisai Savak. Timisham Sveiko, they must see me on the I'm not talking, as he's saying, but Farish, like we said, that it's only, you know, it's Mishum Sveika means it's in a boy, though, if Shata. And you know, Mishum Sveika means it's in a boy, though, if Shata.
It doesn't match what he was saying before, Hodah Gemurah. It's not the opposite of Hodah Gemurah.
Yes, I know. That's part of our problem. Yes. That's why he should have said, Beshore, Beshore Vada, right? That's right. So, but now that's why it's not the right contrast. I agree. Avo. And I'm not sure if I, you know, what you can do with that. Sometimes it's just a problem. It's probably im ode me olo ode. We don't know whether it was made or not. What?
The safer I have says E.
E? Yeah. Okay, in mine, I don't know. Doesn't look like an E. It looks like an E.
I don't know.
But okay. It's time. It's blurred. Tanoya Dinan. Okay, we'll say. Tanoya Dinan Im or E. Okay. Im Oidene. Olo Oidene. Olo Oidene. Hosam Vadai. Im Akarkak maybe Aiden Shushalo. Igloi Milsman and Mafreya. The mind that goes shasik meikara lamishim the eidenay. Why? So it's like eiden the shalowu. And a mishum that goes sober goes all there about him. So the eiden proved to us that he didn't mean a hodah. So this is also very hard to understand. What is the logic? How do eiden prove to us? What we don't know what he was thinking. The Adim don't know what he was thinking.
Isn't he saying the Rebbe's Talmidim from Sfar?
Yeah, that's what they claimed, but I didn't think so. No, I thought I had an Agia. I didn't want him to say that. I wanted to say that he's saying Alam the Shisar. But in other words, so you think he's saying that because of Mitzias he wouldn't be my dad. So he's saying,
the guys
were
saying no. The guys
lay Aiden. So is lay Aiden the shalowu.
The guy was saying that he's relying on the Eidim, not he's relying on the Rabbanan.
He didn't know the Eidim were going to come. I don't know, doesn't know. It's time. The guy knows the Eidim are coming. People don't know whether it's Eidim.
I thought that's what guy said before.
Who said that?
I thought the guy said, why should he have to say anything if he knows he has Eidim behind him?
Yeah, but
Bach doesn't say that. Smart. The Bach says that because he's we Taina. That he hakachazli rabbanon,
right? That's saying.
Not that I have the
agree with you.
Okay, I don't know. I wanted to say a different svara. I don't know. It's a lumdish svara, not a mitzvah svara.
It's a suffix to us. It's a suffix to Besdin.
What?
It's a suffix to Besdin. What this hashadah was.
Right.
So and then the Eidim of Mavare and Mafreya, what?
So the question is, how can the Eidim of Mavare and Mafreya? They don't know anything.
No, they don't have to know his thought.
So how can
they just have to know? How do we interpret? How do we interpret the shtika?
So why can't we have a subject? That's what he was thinking.
When Adim come along and say it's his, we now interpret it. That's what it meant.
Why?
And maybe it's like there's a rabbi rising something like
Shmidevada. It's a suffix in Metzias. It's a suffix of Metzias.
What
the Metzias was.
But the Adim are Mavar what he was thinking. Yeah, there is value whose talents it is.
It's irrelevant, his thinking.
It is relevant. If he's thinking he meant the Hodah, then it's a Hodah. The only question is what he was thinking. We're coming out, he says before, we're thinking, the enemy Shem, the Tzavar, the Chazanei Rabbanan. How do the Adim don't know that he did it because of the Chazanei Rabbanan?
Because it's some kind of beer.
We don't know. It's a suffix.
Sounds like the
because it's a beer that a person wouldn't do that. A person wouldn't do that.
It's a beer. It's a
suffix. It's a suffix. Have Aiden go with Aiden.
That's what this rather guy said. That a guy wouldn't do it. No,
you stuck.
I didn't like that.
No, it's not.
If it's a suffix, you stuck. That if you stuck, you're left with nothing. So now you just go with the Aiden, and that's it.
Why you leave with Aiden?
You stuck. You don't want to do. You stuck.
Because the Aiden are not apostles. The Eidim are not being passed here because
But Eidim, he says the way the Eidim work, because the Eidim tell us that he did it because Hachazinei Rabbanan. But the Eidim don't know that.
It's a birur. No, it's a birur.
But how can the Eidim be mevarer that if they don't know it?
They're not being mevarer, but because there's Eidim there, so we can say that there's no.
How can the there was, why, there was no why does Hodah. The birur of Eidim tell us that? We have a suffix if there's a Hodah or not Hodah. It's not that there's a Hodah, because the Hodah beats Eidim.
Ignore it. Why can you ignore it?
We have a suffix whether the Eidim's mirror gets beaten or not beaten. So what is he?
We don't know. So you don't do anything.
I thought a suffix.
You bring Eidim. A new Mahalak now.
I don't know this Svara. I'm sorry. I don't hear this Svara.
There's a Rabbi that says, ain't suffix moitzi midevadai. If you have a Vade Raya and a Suffolk Kardo, you say ain't something like Shmidei Vade.
I don't know.
It's a Ram that says that.
I don't know what that means. What ain't something like Vade? I don't know what that means. What does that mean? I that sounds good, but I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I'm not trying to say chop, but I'm just saying maybe whatever the Ram means. Rami something,
okay.
He means too.
So let me try 1 minute. You know, we only have 5 minutes. So I thought he's saying like this. Maybe this would fit into the round, I hope. Let's say I have a fight between two proofs. I have a 100% proof and a 99% proof. Which proof do you go by?
100.
But the Misa, that is very, very, that means what you're saying is that the 99% proof is wrong. Now that's very unlikely, right? So what you're saying is you're based on your 100% proof, you're saying the 99% proof is wrong, but you have no brera. But we don't like to say a 99% proof is wrong. So if you have a suffix 100% proof, versus a Vadai 99% proof. So it's more logical. The 99% proof, in order to defend itself, says that it must be that there's no that there's no 100% against me. The 99% proof acts by definition, it speaks about whatever it has to say. I think I have a recollection Shiva said such a svara that I say whatever I have to say so that I should be kosher. So the 99% proof says I know that this is true, 99%. Now, if Odor's Baldin slugs me up, so then I'm Gufa testifying with a 99% kayak, but there's no Odor's Baldin. Because I don't want to be slugged up. I'm claiming that I'm right. The 99% proof is claiming that it's right. So now, but you mean you can't be right, there's a stronger proof. So it must be that there isn't a stronger proof against me. So the 99% proof of Adam, by definition, is saying that it must be that it's that the guy said it because he was relying on the Bezdin. Because otherwise, I'm being slugged up, and I can't get slugged up. I don't want to be slugged up. My 99% proof says you're not a 99%. You're not allowed to slug me up, right? My 99% proof says there's a 99% force that says don't let me get slugged up. And then therefore, if the only way
that does not answer the question is how do we know his das?
It does because the halachic birur that the Adem are saying is that the Adem are saying this is a mitzias. The Hodos Baldin is saying that the Messias is differently, which means Hodos Baldin is saying that the Adem are wrong. But the Adem said, we're not wrong. So the only way that the Adem could be not wrong if they say that that's his das. So by definition, when the Adem say we're not wrong, the Adem are saying that was his das. Because the Adem say whatever they have, like that's Nichlau and their Adem. It's included. I think there's a halacha. I'm pretty sure it's somewhere. It ties for something that if two eidim are machishim zanze, each eid is saying that the other eid is a liar. It's because it's possible to eid this, whatever. It's because you say whatever you have to say to make yourself kosher. And as I say that the eidim say that this is what happened. Now you say, well, the Adem, that can't be what happened. You know, that's like a mitzvah. I say that Yanko went ahead and was in Miami, and he went ahead and he killed someone in Miami. So you say, what do you mean? You're talking about Yanko was in Switzerland. So included in my Adem is that Yanko wasn't in Switzerland. Right, I know, but you know, it's by definition. If it's impossible for a Yankel to be in Miami if he was in Switzerland, so it's not a good example. But by definition, I'm saying it's not in Switzerland. Now it's impossible for my agents to be true if it's a Hodah, because a Hodah is stronger than my agents, and Hodah would slug up my agents. So since it's impossible for my agents to be true if there's a Hodah. So my Adas says that there's no Hodah, because my Adas have to say whatever is necessary to defend the Adas. The Adas has to go offensive to defend itself. So that the Adas says, I'm a valid Adas. I'm right. She said, well, wait a second. If there's a Hodah against you, you're wrong. So the Adas said, well, there must be something in the fund. There's no Hodah.
Why isn't the Hodah saying the other way around?
But no, but the Adas says there's no Hodah. The Hodah doesn't say there's no Adas, but the Adas can say there's no Hodah. The Hodah can't say there's no Adas because we don't know if there's a, the Adas is not Suffolk. The Hodah is Suffolk. So the Hodah can't say there's no Adas. There is Adas.
Rebbe's Kasha was on that side. We would say that, right? On no. That side.
Pashup shot. Maybe when we get to Rabbeinu Yoina, and now things are getting more and more confusing. Pashup shot, Hodos Baldin beats Adem. They don't passel the Adem. They just overpower the Adem. But they don't deny that the Adem is here. So the Hodos Baldin is not claiming the Adem's not here. So Hodos Baldin is saying, yes, sir, Adem, but I have a better Birur. Okay? But the Edim, in order to defend themselves, they can claim that there's no Hodos Baldin. So if the Edim are making a speech, the Edim say whatever they need to say to defend themselves. And in order to defend themselves, they can say there's no Hodos Baldin. So since the Edim say there's no Hodos Baldin, and the Hodos Baldin is not saying there's no Edim, so we listen to the Edim. The Edim say there's no Hodos Baldin. If I have Edis, there's no Hodos Baldin. So of course we listen to the Edis. But the Edim say there's no Hodos Baldin, not because they know. It's because they know only because by definition, because since the only way it will exist is if there's no Hodos Baldin. So we insist that we exist. So there must be there's no Hodos Baldin.
And that has to work for my Freya.
What?
That has to work with my Freya.
Oh, my Freya, I don't know, but yeah,
so that's the lashon, right? The lashon is that it works with my Freya to show. Okay. It has to work with my Freya.
It's an Edis. It's like the Edis are being made that there's no Hodos Baldin. But it's not because of the like the guys were saying, because psychologically a person wouldn't be made that. It's nothing to do with psychology. It's a din in Hilchus Edis. Right? Others, yeah, it's a very different sphere than what the guys were saying. The guys were saying a psychological sphere. That a person would not be Maida if it's probably his. And I'm saying, no, people could be Maida even if it's not his. If it's theirs, that people are nuts. So people are Maida, Kasha Maisa. But halachically, the Edom create a Beer. The Edom create a Beer that it's his. And that Beer, by definition, slugs up anything that wants to say that it's not his.
But if people are not,
so Hodos Baldin is trying to say it's not his, so the Edim attack it and try and undermine it, because the Edim do whatever needs to be done to defend itself.
But they're not talking to each other. But people are nuts, right? People would be minded even if it
was them. Yes.
So the Edim are addressing. The Edim are addressing that.
Metzius, do you know if the Edim, if there was a guy who made us nuts? We haven't the foggiest idea. It's a very, very good. It's a 50% chance that he made a Hodah. But halachically, it's a halachic din. It's not a Metzius ticket din. Halachically, the Edis said in Edis that this guy picked it up together. They're testifying that he picked it up together, right? That's what the Edim are testifying. So the Edim are testifying that they picked it up together. Since the Edim are testifying that way,
they picked it up yesterday together.
So by definition, the Edim are saying there is no Hodah.
When did he pick it up? He picked it up yesterday.
Then the Hodah would shrug up our Edim.
But they were saying he picked it up yesterday, right? They picked it up yesterday together. Maybe the guy 2 hours later, the guy's mighty 2 hours later. Is that addressing that?
Mighty creates Mahodah's Baldin as a din bearer. Whatever Hodos Baldin is a din biwer.
Right.
Hodos Baldin is a din biwer. It's just a din biwer that's stronger than Edis. It's a stronger biwer than Edim. So if Louis is sure there's Hodos Baldin, then what means is you have a biwer which slugs up the Edis. But Edim don't want to be slugged up. So the Edim say, don't chas v'shalom. You can't, I'm not going to let you slug me up. So the Edim say, it must be, there is no biwer against me. Because Edim say the facts are that they picked it up together. Right. Now, if the Hodos Baldin is true, then the Hodos Baldin is a stronger beer, say they didn't pick it up together.
Oh, they picked it up together. But it might be if
saying that the Edim lied. The Edim say, no, we didn't lie. So we have to defend ourselves and say that there's no Hodos Baldin. The only way the Edim, by definition, it's not because they know. It's because by definition, since if there's a Hodah, then the Edim are slugged up. So the Edim, by definition, say that we're not slugged up. So by definition, they say that there's no Hodah. It's a Memeda, because if A's right, then B has to be right. The Edim say A's right, that they picked it up together. Well, it's only possible they picked it up together if there's no Hodah. If there's a Hodah, then the Hodah tells us they didn't pick it up together. So therefore, the Edim, by definition, are saying that there's no Hodah.
But Rebbe said that Soren could be Moda even in a case where would be because people are crazy. How can Adam say something they don't know? Maybe the guy's crazy.
Halachically, and there's a mitzias and there's in the eyes of halacha. Halachically, we're learning when we're working on the excise that Adar's Baalin is a beer. So even though the mitzias is people are Moda, even though they're crazy, but halachically, Adar's Baalin creates a beer. That what the Aldoz Baalden is saying is true. So since the Aldoz Baalden would create a beer that what they're saying is true, and that beer is stronger than the beer of Adim, so that means that Aldoz Baalden is going to slug up the Adim. So the Adim say, no, we can't allow us. We don't get slugged up. So the only way the Aldoz Baalden can stop itself from being slugged up is by pulling the plug, right? That's the word, pulling the plug. The Aldoz Baalden, the Adem pull the plug on the Aldoz Baalden. The Aldoz Baalden can't pull the plug on the Adem. So the Adem pull the plug on the Aldoz Baalden in order to stop the Aldoz Baalden from slugging them up.
The lesson of the Bach, the Isle Adem, that's a little more meduic according to the guys, no? That the focus is on him. According to Rebbe, it should say that there's Adem.
No, I don't know. Even the guys, the way the guys were saying it, because he wouldn't have been made there. It's not. He doesn't know that he has Adem. Question. Unless you say the third shot, the guy said because he knows he relied on the Adem. But that's not what he said. He said the Farish that he didn't promote us because he's relying on the Rabbana. So he doesn't know about the Adem. So I don't know.
All right, but he might mean that. Not that he knew there's Adem, but if there are Adem, so then it's true. So then he has the truth on his side.
I don't know. No, it's Adem. He has a beer of Adem. Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm ready way over time. Okay, Shikayach, everyone. So tomorrow...
Rebbe can work this out. Maribon Leib also?
I don't know. So tomorrow, I'd like to look at this Rabbeinu Yaina. Maybe we can go over this again. But I like to look at that Rabbeinu Yaina in that other Bach and see what we're doing there. But we can go over this again too, probably. Okay, Shikayach, everybody. Okay, good night.
Good night.
Good night.